will call a meeting to order. Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, our nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda for the board review.
I will so move.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda for the board review. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Due to the fact that the assessment roll is not completed at this time, it is anticipated that the board review will be adjourned until September 15th, 2021 at 9 a.m. A notice will be published and posted prior to the time to confirm the meeting. So now we'd be looking for a motion to adjourn the board review to a later date.
Not hearing any discussion, I would move that we adjourn the board review.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn the board review to a later date. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Board review is adjourned. Amended agenda, town board, town-elect Flambeau hold a regular meeting Wednesday, June 2nd, 2002, immediately following the board review meeting scheduled for 1 p.m. at the town hall. So we'll call the meeting to order. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Cobb. Media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the vouchers, the general fund of $53,269 to $53,300.
Okay, I have reviewed those vouchers and I would move for their approval.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve vouchers of the general fund of $53,269 to $53,300. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 19th, 2021 town board meeting.
Okay, I have no additions or corrections to those minutes, so I would move for their approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made to approve the, motion and second been made to approve the minutes of the May 19th, 2021 special, or 2021 town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 20th, 2021 special town board meeting.
Okay, I have also reviewed those minutes and I have no additions or corrections and I would move for their approval.
Okay, I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 20th, 2021 special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening. We're getting money steadily in at the transfer station. In fact, last month was over $10,000, so I guess somebody's garbage is somebody's treasure, whatever. So what we have then in the regular account is $1,800,198.09.
$1,008,000.
Yes, I'm sorry. $1,008,000.
$800,000.
I'm having problems with my glasses, so I have to have surgery for my cataract, so I can't see. Anyway, so, and then in the ambulance side, it's $420,622.54.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I will move to approve that report.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Discussion, possible action, road equipment estimates. Pete, you're up.
Okay, well, I've got some prices in for some front end loaders. From John Deere, Caterpillar, and Komatsu. We tried out a couple of them. And
one we haven't got to try out yet is the John Deere 544. So far, we've liked the Caterpillar the most, the Cats. But as I said, we haven't got a chance to try out a John Deere yet. And I've got some prices here, I don't know if you want to...
You can read them off.
For the Cat, it's $247,399. And they will give us a $25,000 trade-in for our existing one. The John Deere 544 is $249,577 with a trade-in of $22,500. And the Komatsu is $244,400. The trade-in of $14,500. And all these come with a 12-foot plow and a 10-foot wing, a set of forks. We don't have any forks like on a fork truck. And there's a lot of times we can use that for working on equipment, working on things, and we've had to borrow the loader from the tribe in the past to do that. We like those. It would come with a new broom. We have a broom now, but it's locked in one position.
Yeah.
This new broom, you could turn it left, right. It'd save a lot of mess around when we're brooming roads, cleaning up intersections. And then if we get a new one, I'd like to get a grapple rake. It's kind of a set of tongs. We can pick up piles of brush and pick them up and put them in a truck. Otherwise, we're forever scraping with the plow or pulling it by hand, or it just takes a long time where this can grab something, whether we're doing road work or taking care of a storm. And some of these big storms that we can get nothing for a year or two, and we can get three, four in 1 year, where it's a lot of work cleaning up that mess. I mean, we've all seen it. I'm sure you've all seen some of the mess that put all the trees and whatnot to get here. So that's what's included with all those.
What size buckets on those?
3 yards.
First of all, you might want to try out that John Deere too. You know, if you tried the other two, you might want to give the John Deere.
And we have tried two John Deeres and we like it, but one's smaller.
Yeah.
It was smaller than we want after trying it. Then they make a bigger one that we know would work, but it's bigger. We could stay to a mid-sized machine with enough horsepower we'd like to. And this 544, a good chance would do that, but we just haven't had a chance.
What do you think about keeping the old one?
I want to keep the old one badly.
Yeah.
We use it out at the dump. Every week now we have to fill the dumpsters up with the steel and all the furniture and the beds and all the stuff. You know, we fill that up because you can only put so much in. We close the door. We push leaves. We push the brush with it. We load sand in our trucks in the wintertime, and we're forever back and forth from here to there, here to there. We could pretty much stay out there for the most part. When we get these bad storms in the summer, if it's a big enough tree, you can cut on it for an hour with the chainsaw, the big ones. And it's dangerous, you know, and that's what we do. But we try not to do any more than we have to. But if we have to take the front end loader from one end of town to the other end of the town, we're chasing back and forth sometimes. You know, we'd like to just do a big circle, but sometimes if it's an emergency, we have to go over here. We have to go over there. If we had two loaders when these storms hit, we can do twice as much work or more, because we're not running back and forth. We can just get things done. And in the wintertime, they said if we use this new loader's going to have a plow and a wing on it, and we'll use it from time to time, or as a spare to plow. Well, if we're rigged to use it for plowing for 2 or 3 days while we're working on a truck, sometimes we have to sand every day. So that means we have to take the plow and the wing off, put the bucket on, go out to the dump, you know, and that's an extra couple hours of
That's 2 hours of running back and forth.
And every time, you know, it would just make sense to me. To me, it's like an insurance policy to keep that other loader, because we will use it. You know, we still use it now every day, but it's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it works okay. Leaks a little oil once in a while. We're always fixing something here and there on it, but it's you know, it works fine, but it's something that we can't rely on. We need to rely on a front-end loader for several things.
You got any questions?
I do. We had talked previously about setting up the five-year equipment plan for, you know, the projector needs 5 years into the future. Now, there's a state-run training program that you can do online just by sitting at a computer to enable you to do that. Would you be interested in doing that sort of a training?
Sure.
Okay. Because I think that might be valuable to you as well. I mean, it gets you a better start on the process of developing that plan.
And then the other thing was I was asking about two pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I had brought up before, we've got an 02 with almost 200,000 on it, and then that, I think, a 92 Chevy pickup, that old red one you might see us drive around in. And both of those, they're still running every day, but they're old, and something big goes brakes on them. We can't even fix this stuff. It's just rusted. It's old. So I've got some prices for a F-250 three-quarter ton Ford from Stevens Point Auto Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a three-quarter ton basic pickup, single cab, 8-foot box, 4x4, with a 9-foot plow on it. And I had two bids, one from V&H in Marshfield and one from Stevens Point Auto. And Stevens Point Auto is $44,300. V&H Marshfield is $49,393.
What kind of plow is that?
A 9-foot Boss, which is what we've got now. We've got two of them now on our two pickups.
I'm sorry, where was that second price from?
V&H in Marshfield.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That was, was it 49?
Yeah, 49,393.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm writing down the figures here. Okay.
And then the other truck would be a small, it's a 2022 F-450. And that's a heavy one ton. And that's what we'll put our patch box machine on.
Mm-hmm.
That machine weighs over 1,000 pounds, and then we put 2,000-3,000 pounds of patch in it, so it needs to be heavy duty. We're kind of limited out right now on one we have. We're kind of putting it to the test. And that's a four-wheel drive regular cab with a 9-foot stainless steel box.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a regular box in the past, but those boxes really rust out, we've noticed, so we get the stainless steel box with the 9-foot plow. And from Stevens Point Auto Center, that's it's $66,000. And from V&H in Marshfield, it's $61,966.
They like their odd numbers, don't they?
$61,966.
You just handed us about $350,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a lot, but we haven't said that loader is a 1998.
Mm-hmm.
The one pickup, I believe, is a 92, and one is an 02. And they still work every day, but it could all go down in a hurry.
Well, I don't know, what we probably need to do is look at our budget, look at what we have, and see what we might be able to put out on formal bid.
Mm-hmm.
I guess kind of because I'm sure, you know, the numbers are going to change a little bit on a formal bid here, and see what they come in at. And you know, I guess what direction at that point the board wants to go. I don't know, what do you think, Bob?
I think the bidding idea is a good idea.
Yeah, well, we have to bid, but.
It'll get us locked in.
It'll get us locked into something, and then we can kind of, you know, choose what we can afford and what direction we can go. I guess if anything, authorize the road crew foreman to solicit bids for those pieces of equipment and trucks and see what we've got.
I think that's probably our next step here.
Open them in, what, maybe our second meeting in July?
Depending on how quickly they come back.
Yeah.
I would think they would come back pretty quick because they've already went through.
I would think so.
They've went through these, all these specs they have and all, I would think they could have them, you know, within a day or two.
Yeah. What do we got here? Yeah, how about maybe like our first meeting in July then? Or our next one, which is in 2 weeks.
If we could, just the sooner, this means we can get this sooner, like this piece of equipment, if we can get it by snowfall, we'd be lucky, it'd be nice.
Maybe somewhat time sensitive if there's a lag.
Yeah, that's true.
Setting a bid, getting the machine in.
It's like buying a refrigerator, we'll get it next May.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan here is from John Deere, I'm assuming, Ryan, you could have a sealed bid or something pretty.
Yeah, we could get it by the next 2 week meeting, that's for sure, yeah.
I think you could get it, I'm sure they all.
It's just our advertising form, whatever we need for the time, it has to be two consecutive.
Yeah.
So.
If I got it in this Friday.
Got it in Friday.
And next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, that'll give us.
A week.
Have some.
About 10 days.
All right, well then, let's.
I make a move that we authorize Pete to do a request for bids on those two items. Well, are we gonna have to request bids on the loader too?
Three items, it would be the loader, the F-450, and the pickups.
Correct.
And like I said, we'll see what we get.
Okay. And then I'll correct my motion to authorize Pete to solicit bids on three items.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to have the road crew foreman solicit bids for the pickups, the heavy duty pickup, for the patching box, and for a loader. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion carried. And let's see here. Discussion, possible action, approval of bartender's license.
That would have to be put on hold, she did not provide the proper training record.
Okay. So then we will table that until she brings it in?
Yep.
Then we're looking for a motion to adjourn at 1:20.
So moved.
I'll second that. Motion made, seconded to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried, thank you for coming on this beautiful Wednesday summer day.
I